Welcome to the practice of Metta Meditation. Take any comfortable sitting position. I personally recommend sitting cross-legged and have your sit bone elevated on a cushion to create stability. Keep your spine straight, but your shoulders and chest relax. A strong back, but soft front. Gently tugging in your chin, your ears are above the shoulders. Eyes gently close, and your head is slightly tilted down as if looking at a point about 3 feet in front of you. The tip of your tongue is softly touching the roof of the mouth. Relax the body and mind. To begin with, I will sound the bell. When you listen to the sound of the bell, try and follow the sound as it fades away. This helps to focus the mind and make it more refined. At the very end of the meditation, again, I will sound the bell to bring our awareness back to our body. But please keep your eyes closed as I will guide you to come out from the meditation. When you're ready, let us invite the bell to be sounded. During meditation, we become someone with no history. Everyone who is meditating in this moment becomes equal, just a meditator, without a name or an identity. What has passed no longer interests us, and the future has yet to come. The only real you is this state of being that is alive at this present moment. Here and now. Now gently sway your body from side to side, front to back, and settle down at the center of your gravity, nice and stable. Allow your shoulders and hands to be relaxed and comfortable. Start by becoming aware of your body. First, using our mind's attention, we send loving kindness to our eyes and relax. Just think of how wonderful your eyes are as they receive your gratitude. Your eyes are smiling back at you. Moving to your forehead, relaxing your forehead with love and kindness. To the top of your head and your face. Relax your sensory organs with love and kindness. Keeping a smile on your face, we move down to our throat, neck, and shoulders, sending them love and kindness. Your back and spine, relax each vertebrae with love and kindness. Moving to your front body, our chest and belly. Down to the lower parts of our body, relaxing and mentally touching them with love and kindness. Down to the feet, to the toes. Feel your body with love and kindness. Now towards the internal organs. Breathing into your lungs, love and kindness. And thinking how grateful we are for our lungs that aid us in breathing. Sending love and kindness to our heart. Below your right ribs, your liver. filling our liver with love and kindness. The pancreas and below our left rib will be our spleen, touching our spleen mentally with love and kindness. Moving on to the two kidneys at our lower back, which helps to purify our blood. Touching our stomach and intestines with love and kindness. Gratitude for the digestion and absorption. And now we feel our entire body, both externally and internally, with love and kindness. Relaxing the whole body. Becoming aware of your breathing in and out. You notice that your breath has now become soft and relaxed. As you breathe in, visualize that you're breathing in the blessings of nature in the form of golden light. And as you breathe out, breathing out negative energies that leave your body through the pores. So you find yourself getting renewed, becoming relaxed and energized. As you breathe in, you calm yourself, you calm your body. And as you breathe out, you smile at your heart and relax. First, let us choose an object that we can easily cultivate feelings of loving kindness towards. If you may, imagine yourself walking along a path and coming across a little puppy, kitten, or a baby that is abandoned, hungry, and afraid. Feel the amount of suffering this little being is experiencing in all its forms. And you slowly lift it up from the ground and bring it close to your heart. Dear little being, don't be afraid. I'm here for you. The door of my heart is open to you. I will care for you and protect you. I give you my love and kindness. With these words, the little being relaxes and starts to smile back at you. Your heart region becomes warm with the flow of loving kindness. And all of a sudden, you realize that we're all in fact this little being at some point of our lives. When we're still a baby, insecure, fearful, and helpless, someone has in fact given us love and kindness. And that is why we're here right now. And because we've received the flame of loving kindness, whether it's from our parents, caretakers, or from the blessings of Mother Earth, we're no doubt capable of passing that flame and giving loving kindness to other beings. So now let us start by sending the four wishes to ourselves. Putting our awareness around the heart region, visualizing a white glow of light around your heart. May my heart be peaceful and free. Moving to the crown of our head, seeing a light glowing at the crown of the head. You say, "May my mind be calm and joyful." Now becoming aware of your entire body, starting from the head down to the toes. May my body be strong and healthy. You see your body recovering and glowing with good health. And finally, bringing our awareness to the solar plexus or Dantian area, seeing a white light glowing around your solar plexus. We say, "May I be well and happy." If you like, you could say these wishes a couple of times before moving on to the next energy center. Or you could even just make one wish and move on to the next center and the next. It's really up to you, and take your time. Now let us start sending our thoughts of loving kindness to our near and dear ones. Think about them and how grateful we are for all the love, the attention that we've received from them. If it's your mother whom you're sending loving kindness to, think of your mother as if she's just sitting in front of you. And you say to her, "Dear Mom, may your heart be peaceful and free. May your mind be calm and joyful. May your body be strong and healthy. May you be well and happy." And she's happy and smiling back at you. Then in the same manner, after sending a couple of times your wishes to your mom, think of your father and teachers and send your wishes to them. And now you send thoughts of loving kindness to your family members, your children, brothers and sisters. Using the same four wishes, May your heart be peaceful and free. May your mind be calm and joyful. May your body be strong and healthy. And may you be well and happy. You see them in your mind's eye, one by one, happy, radiant, enjoying good health, a calm mind, a peaceful heart, safe and protected. Now sending thoughts of loving kindness to your friends, colleagues, people who've helped you and supported you, and people in the community. There's no need to rush or worry about including everyone. Just go through each person who comes into your mind naturally, one at a time. Repeat the same four wishes and then continue on with the next person. Now let us send thoughts of loving kindness to all beings in bigger and bigger, encompassing circles. First to all the beings around our neighborhood. May your heart be peaceful and free. May your mind be calm and joyful. May your body be strong and healthy. May you be well and happy. Now to all beings in the state or country, imagine the light of loving kindness emanating from your heart and growing bigger and bigger to encompass the whole region. And any being within this area receives your four wishes of loving kindness. sending thoughts of love to Mother Earth as well. May your heart be peaceful and free. May your mind be calm and joyful. May your body be strong and healthy. May you be well and happy. Now sending loving thoughts to all beings in this universe, in all directions. The forward direction, the backward direction, the leftward direction, the rightward direction, the upward direction, and the downward direction. Seeing this light emanating in all six directions as you send loving kindness to all beings in this universe. If at any time someone comes into your mind and you wish to send the four wishes to them, you may do so. There's no need to rush or hurry. And you may even bring to your mind's eyes someone with whom you've had a negative charge with. Now slowly letting go of the practice, your body, breath, and mind have become soft, gentle, and refined. And so now for the last few moments, feel the bliss of stillness and just sit quietly as we observe the state of our being. Now, keeping your eyes closed, slowly take 3 deep breaths. Gently rubbing both palms. Make them warm and place both palms on your eyes. And then from your eyes, move up to massage your head, down to the neck and shoulders. Massage both arms all the way down to the fingers. Wrap the palms again, and this time massaging the back of the shoulders from the top down to the lower back, especially around your kidney region, warming up your lower back. Wrap the palms again. This time, warming up the chest region, down to the belly, and making circles around the navel region. And rubbing our palms again, we massage both limbs, one at a time. Down to the knees, massaging around the knee joint, our calves and shin, ankle joint, all the way down to the bottom of the feet. And now after massaging both legs, this final round, we wrap our palms again and place both palms on our eyes for the last time. And slowly, you may now open your eyes. Folding our palms together in front of our chest. We end this practice today by sharing the merits with our loved ones and all sentient beings. May they be free from suffering, and may we all be well and happy. So this sums up our practice today. Thank you for joining. I hope you enjoy.